The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Someone just told me you had a little scuffle with Conor McGregor on the carpet. What happened? Okay, thank you.
He's famous, but that's weird.
Kim Kardashian got kinky in her S&M outfit. I have to say, I give it up for Kim. That is an extremely claustrophobic mask.
Happy 40th MTV.
A fake ass, you slap the ass slaps you back.
Why does she have security guards that are my size? Look at this guy on the right. He looks like a Zara model.
I'm working on a new charity project right now. It's called Outside Wine.
That's what college fans do, is they find out your most insecure fact and yeah. They chant it.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, where's your father? Like.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Tonight, but Hunter's here as always, and James Davis is back.
Hey,
Tom, you and Tom are both back. We're very excited. Lots of energy on this set.
Yeah, the guy who you hear laughing, he's finally back.
You're back.
So we can all feel a little bit better about ourselves.
Exactly.
Now.
All right, let's get started. A scuffle broke out at last night's VMAs, and Megan Fox was caught in the middle. You guys, reports say there was you okay, sis? Reports say there was some sort of drama between Machine Gun Kelly and Conor McGregor, but the real action happened when Kelly was asked about it.
Someone just told me you had a little scuffle with Conor McGregor on the carpet. What happened?
We're not allowed to.
Okay, thank you.
I know a lot of times people are famous and we let them do weird stuff and we don't call them out, but that's just weird, bro.
Well, it was awkward weird. Yeah.
Do you know what it is, though? It's like that energy you have in your body after a near scuffle, and you're like, the f*** is going on?
Yeah.
Like, and he just does weird shit. To be fair, though, Conor McGregor, not much bigger than that microphone. So, this is a good tell.
I don't understand. Do you know? I mean, obviously, I spent all morning researching, but what was the cause of this scuffle?
Apparently, McGregor asked Machine Gun Kelly to take a photo. Machine Gun Kelly thought he was more famous than he is and said no. And then McGregor was upset by that and kind of was like a little bit chummed because McGregor legitimately is way more famous than Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Internationally.
And also way more dangerous.
Yeah.
Of all the people to pick a fight with at the VMAs, not McGregor.
That's why Megan had to get in the middle to save Machine Gun Kelly's life.
And she did get in the middle. How good did she look last night, by the way?
Oh, she looked great. That's why the fight stopped.
Yeah.
McGregor was like, I'll beat your girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Looks so good.
Machine Gun Kelly could have just done the whole like this and McGregor would have been doing one of these though, you know? The height difference is there.
Only Colin McGregor can wear magenta and like ruffles and still be a dangerous looking person.
Yeah.
Like no photos, like you're fine to get into a fight over it.
That's
anyway.
McGregor. He punched a senior citizen for not liking his whiskey. You know what I'm saying? So he's
on brand. All right. Speaking of the VMAs, fans are divided over Madonna's revealing appearance. A lot of viewers are saying she got butt implants. So Hunter and James, of course, wanted to take a closer look.
And they said we wouldn't last. But we are still here, mother. Happy 40th MTV. Welcome to the 2021 MTV Video Music Awards.
Justin Bieber.
What?
Feels like that speech was supposed to go longer, right? Doesn't it feel like she had more to say and then something happened?
She definitely stumbled on what year it was and then stumbled a little bit walking backwards.
What she needs is some context.
Yeah.
Because there's a teleprompter and she was like, couldn't even read the year we're currently living in.
Yeah.
She's what, 63, 64, something like that?
Yeah.
So my dad is in his 60s and he's dating a woman who has a butt very similar to that. The only difference is she's a 31-year-old Costa Rican woman. So I don't know how reasonable this is to assume that this is 100% natural.
I don't think it is natural. I don't think she cares or wants you to think it's natural. Like, there's no part of Madonna that's like, this is believable. This is really happening. Even at 31, that's a rarity.
What I will say is that she's been on her glutes and her hamstring and her quad exercises so that the ratio looks pretty good. Because sometimes you get the butt implants and they look like a big-ass ant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you don't want that.
Like a Bug's Life character.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of fake butts because they're not soft. You know, I like a soft, submissive ass.
Would you?
I slap it, takes it.
It takes it back.
Yeah. A fake ass, you slap the ass slaps you back. Have you ever felt a brand new basketball that's never been played with?
All I do is play with brand new basketballs. Are you kidding? I get on that court Sunday, let go of the stress.
Well, that's what a fake ass feels
like. Okay.
A bad fake butt will feel like that, but a good fake butt like BBLs these days, it's just your own fat kind of being injected into your own butt.
Oh, my God.
And so those feel great.
What the f-
Right, but the plane ride from Costa Rica, not so much.
No, that plane ride back is tender.
Go Madonna. She's a legend no matter
Support
what
her.
She has.
Love her.
Of course.
Yes.
All right, ahead of the Met Gala, I just want you guys to know I'm so excited about the Met Gala.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you going?
I am pregnant and tired. So no,
so
I
had to turn down the invite.
I had to not get the invite because I didn't want to have to turn it down.
Achoo.
I already spoke to Anna. It's fine. See me in 5 years. Kim Kardashian got kinky in her S&M outfit. She arrived in New York in complete bondage, mask and all. We have to ask who wore it better. All right, the bondage guy from Pulp Fiction, Rubber Man from American Horror Story, or Kim?
Just from a personal taste, I would say Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Not the weird dungeon dude from Pulp Fiction or the American Horror guy. That's just my taste.
I have to say, I give it up for Kim. That is an extremely claustrophobic mask to wear, and I don't think I'd be able to get away with that.
I feel like in all these pictures, her security walked away for a second so she could look like she can walk by herself. But in reality, she's blind when she wears that, and she'd be bumping into walls.
She thinks she's having a conversation with three people right here.
All right. Another big story, you guys. Ben Affleck went into... Oh, they're having a bromance. So cute. I'm going to keep reading. Ben Affleck went into full Batman mode protecting J-Lo. The two were in Italy when an aggressive fan tried to take a picture.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Why does she have security guards that are my size? You know, like all smaller than Ben Affleck by like 75 pounds.
I feel like they're stout and really buff and like can do some crazy
shit. This guy on the right, he looks like a Zara model. Like he's not protecting anybody from anything.
No, he looks like he could. No, he looks like he's got some undercover moves.
He's not going to wrestle you, but he has a particular set of skills.
Yeah.
He's one of them dudes.
He'll like take one like chop
your
to
throat.
The neck.
Touch you under your nipple once and you'll be paralyzed from the neck down forever.
Yeah.
Leave it to Hunter to go there, yeah.
I don't know how Ben Affleck either gets the best photo ops in the entire world like this or the worst photo ops in the entire world where like he's struggling to hold iced coffees. You know, like he goes both ways with it.
He is kind of like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Like either you see him like at his lowest, like belly, beard,
yeah.
Or he looks like camera ready with J-Lo, like
Batman.
Superstar.
Batman.
It's so true. I think J-Lo really brings out the best Ben Affleck, but.
Totally.
We'll see. All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, fans get filthy revenge on Ashton Kutcher. Plus, how far would you go to rescue a pussy? Cat.
Oh, never mind.
That's next.
No.
Oh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis sparked a huge debate over how little they shower. This really went left. Now, a new group has weighed in, college football fans. Ashton was on ESPN's College Game Day, and the crowd had a message for him.
I'm working on a new charity project right now. It's called Outside Wine. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is, at the end of the day, like, we can look at the data and...
I'm not into that.
You're not into it.
I don't think it's nice. I think it's so dumb. It kind of obviously caught him off guard.
Oh,
he stumbled
sure.
a little bit. They were trying to be more relatable. It's not like they're literally, they're showering every day, those two.
I don't think they are. Legitimately, I don't think they are. But also, if I was Ashton Kutcher, I'm not taking hygiene advice from people tailgating at a college football game. That's the last person I would follow a regimen from.
It's a good point. Tailgating, ugh.
I mean, that's what college fans do, is they find out your most insecure fact, and yeah. they chant it.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, where's your father? Like, that, like, yeah, they'll do that.
All right, we're moving on. Ashton, I don't support the heckling from the college football fans, no matter if you shower never or every day.
No.
And that wasn't the only excitement at a football stadium this weekend. God, so much happened at football stadiums this weekend. A cat mm-hmm. was spotted dangling from a balcony during the Miami Hurricanes game. Love that game. Good game.
Right?
And that guy,
I mean,
on that team.
The beginning and then the end.
And the middle when they threw
and the points.
Yeah, insane. The line. It was a suspenseful moment. And before we watch, yes, the cat is okay. Too much.
Also, the cat was ungrateful because the cat's like, do you not know the one thing I'm known for? Is landing. That's all we do as cats all the time, and you f***ed up with this flag.
Wait, what is this guy? I don't like watching this video. I will say that.
Did they actually catch him? That's what I want to know, because it looked like it went through the American flag, but then there was another country's flag that maybe really caught him afterwards.
Probably, right?
China's flag.
Yeah.
Supporting our entire f***ing economy.
Cats are ass. I'm just saying, if the shoe was on the other foot and Hunter was falling, the cat would be like, hey, that's life.
That yeah. Cats are mean. But also, there's a lot of cats running across a lot of different sports fields in the past few months. Reporting live, remember, with the baseball field?
If Morgan was an announcer, she'd be like, it's insane, Tom. We haven't had one cat run across the field this game. I'll keep you guys updated. Back to you.
I would love to have Morgan be a sports commentator.
But
like,
I'd be
one
incredible.
Who likes always pretending to know what she's talking about.
Yeah,
the draft was great because, I mean, the suits and the people and yep. the hugs uh-huh. and the hats.
Isn't that most announcers or any sort of journalist, that everyone's pretending to know what they're talking about?
They
nobody has a clue what
Pretty
they're talking
much.
About.
They all get little stats in front of them that go, this is the fourth time this year someone's rushed 260 yards. But they're reading. They don't know this information off
right,
the top
they don't
of
know.
Their
and
head.
The drafts, they're numbered, right? So you just know he went third.
Exactly.
Holy you are an expert. That is amazing.
Right? All right, we're moving on to the next story. Move over, Lil Uzi. There's a new king of bling in town. Over the weekend, rapper Dan Sir showed off his new hairstyle, an assortment of gold chains hanging from hooks he hooks. Not a sports term. Hooks he implanted into his scalp. Oh, my God.
It okay. kind of looks good.
What do you think?
It does kind of look
you think?
Cool. Yeah. I think if you're a rapper and you need to make a name for yourself in this industry, not a bad way to do it. And I actually listened to a couple of his songs. I don't know what he's saying because it's all in Spanish. But the flow is really good.
Really?
Yeah, he's kind of got that like deeper voice, like Bad Bunny a little bit.
Did you know who Dan Sir was before today?
No.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
So the hairstyle is a success.
It worked.
Already.
It did. It worked.
It's
exactly.
It's on everything. It was on Forbes. It was on like all these other, everyone's picked it up. Daily Mail talked about it. And
wow.
Daily Mail only talks about everything.
Okay. This is too much. Dancer.
I wonder if there's a chance that it's fake though. Like what if he just put on a skin cap, took a bunch of photos with that kind of hanging off, and now we're all
fools.
I would hope so.
Just make them into chains.
Yeah, just wear a chain like a normal rapper. Duh.
Duh.
All right, and welcome to the future. Ray-Ban has partnered up with Facebook to make sunglasses that can record stories with no one noticing for just $299. Okay, we'll let Zuckerberg explain.
So I'm proud to introduce to you Ray-Ban Stories. With Ray-Ban Stories, you can capture photos and videos, listen to music or podcasts, or take phone calls, all while staying in the moment and without even taking out your phone. Whether you're on a hike, cooking, or just hanging out or playing outside with your kids, you're gonna be able to quickly capture that experience and share it if you want to. The front of the glasses have 2 5-megapixel cameras built in. You can activate the camera with the push of a button on the side of the frame. A tap starts recording a video, or you can tap and hold it to take a photo. Or you can just say, hey, Facebook, take a video.
He has not gotten hotter at all. It's weird. Usually when you have that much money, it works, but it doesn't work this time.
Yeah.
What do you think about these? Do you like them?
I think this is a very, very odd thing that our society is leaning towards right now. I think this is like a dangerous thing to have. I feel like you're not gonna be able to trust people wearing Ray-Bans moving forward. I feel like this is a bad move for Ray-Bans.
I agree.
Trustworthiness.
I agree, yeah. I agree.
There's gonna be a lot of creepers who are just like staring and recording stuff. I mean, there's gonna be some cool shots, like the golf course shot when the dude was putting, that was really cool. But overall, I feel like the shady people are just gonna
Get shadier. With the shades. Get shadier.
Okay.
Don't hire us, Ray-Ban. Just send us a check.
I just worry about like any dude on an escalator now wearing these glasses. I feel like that's a creeper time, you know?
Really? But you have to be really, I mean, I feel like an escalator is not a good creeping spot because you have to be really behind someone who's in a skirt really above you and no one can be in between. I thought
Well,
that
just
out.
Give them the blueprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Show them how to do it more.
Did it, Morgan.
Yeah, fine. I'm going to come up with a better blueprint when we go to break.
No!
Yeah, we have break.
Don't do it.
It's upsetting. We have to take one. But coming up, what is the secret to keeping a man? A woman on TikTok might have the answers. TikTok, TikTok, whatever. Plus, a pair of swingers make a shocking discovery. That's next.
Woo!
What's the secret to a lasting relationship? We're not sure, but we know it's probably not what any of these people are doing. It is time for Relationship Bros! Okay, this woman has sparked debate over her advice on how to keep a man. She posted her suggestions on where else? TikTok. Is she wrong? You guys are the men here?
None of those are wrong, but I don't think that's it.
No, not that's it.
Wow, someone's really sexist. No. No, I'm kidding, I agree with you.
I like to eat, brother.
Yeah. I know, it's great.
I think that like every man, and vice versa, right? Like that's how you keep a woman too. And sometimes like you would just want, you can, you know, choose these things. Like you would want somebody who's buying a lot of lingerie and giving you space. You don't want somebody to cook because you cook.
I only cook because I haven't found that person yet who will cook
for
me.
No, you enjoy cooking. In all seriousness, you enjoy to cook. You would want to bring, you'd be like, I'm making chicken tonight. And I put a little, you'd like to talk about it and all of that.
But he also would love to come home and be like, I'm going to cook. And she'd be like, babe, I already did it. And he'll be like, all right, bet.
Yeah, I'm not going to be upset by that. I'm not going to be like, are you serious?
That's what I bring to the table. I agree with everything, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then to give them spacing, I feel like it's good for men and women in relationships
100%.
To learn how to be independent so that your partner can have their space and never feel crowded. It's great.
It's very important. You need to be on the same page about the space.
The longer you're together, the more space you want.
100%. And this next woman tweeted, 6 brown chicks explaining she and her husband have been married for 18 years and have a son together. But she says their son looks nothing like them with his piano teeth and pointy ears. However, he does look like the guy they used to swing with. She wants to reach out. Husband doesn't. What should they do, Hunter?
Why'd you?
You have to admit the description was quite, I wasn't sure if we made this story up.
But why? Because you think that I've got piano teeth and pointy ears?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
Not
You're
even.
Like, why are we starting this with me?
Not at all. I just wanted to know your thoughts on if somebody had a kid with pointy ears and piano teeth and they didn't look like the dad, what would they do? What should they do?
I think they should be very proud of the recessive genes that have kicked in.
Okay.
because I think that those are good qualities to have.
Yeah, I agree. Would you reach out to the person you used to swing with if the kid didn't look like you?
Can you imagine this conversation?
No.
Babe, our kid's a little ugly. Remember that one dude from the that we swung with the piano teeth and the pointy ears? We should reach out because we're way too attractive to have made this.
I guess I never realized when you swing or have threesomes that, like, that happens.
Someone needs to finish.
Everybody has to...
Yeah, I didn't...
End what they started.
But then I feel like that for the woman, that's a lot of work and a lot...
It's not that much work.
I just didn't... I don't think I want to do that, is my point.
Oh, okay, so this was the moment you decided not to swing with your husband?
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to end up with pointy teeth and piano teeth.
Well,
pointy
ears. Wouldn't be so bad. It wouldn't be so bad.
And a doctor on TikTok has gone viral for his video explaining why you should never sleep in the nude. And trust us, the reason stinks.
The average person passes gas 15 to 25 times a day, and this can happen while you're sleeping. And a scientific study proved that every time you pass gas, you are spraying a tiny amount of fecal material. This is true even if it's not a real shart. And that same study showed that your tidy whities will catch all of these particles. So for the sake of your bed partner, please sleep with your underwear on.
Are you guys sleeping in the nude?
Listen, if me and my partner are in bed,
partner.
I'm not thinking about fecal matter. I'm thinking about when can we get it in, okay? And the shower comes afterwards anyway.
See? So you're a shower after sexer, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And before sexer.
Good. Yeah, the before
is
really
way more important.
Yes. Yeah.
Really, what if you like are you have one of those nights where you're sleeping next to the person and then you know, a hand touches a butt for a second, and then you wake up and you're like, all right, let's start making out. It's like really fun. And then you have sex in the middle of the night. Do you get up and shower right afterwards?
No, that's different. My question is, if you have a girl over, you shower, whatever, she comes over, she ends up sleeping or doing stuff, you shower, do you invite her to shower too? Or what if she doesn't shower? Is that gross to you?
Oh, no, I always invite the shower. Like, hey, let's get clean. And if they don't, I'm like, oh, you're kind of dirty.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I do the same thing. I say, come on in the shower.
But don't you feel like you want to shower alone? I don't know why I'm asking these questions.
No. I mean, I personally love showering alone. I don't like sharing the water.
It's no point. It's the most miserable experience.
But if you've slept over and we've done the thing, you know, come on.
That's how you got to
get Because who knows what's going to happen in that shower? You feel me? You feel me?
Anyway, sadly, we are all out of time and advice.
No.
But don't forget to set your DVR so you don't miss a thing. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Damn it.